Jesus.
And I thought that was something.
Who said that?
Just some babushka.
Some babushka.
And she's like, maybe she was just trying to be like, I'm for the state and touting it to the media, but she's like, I'd rather he die
there.
That's
what I would do if I was in Russia.
Correct.
Because otherwise I'd get disappeared.
So, but then again, if that's what people are saying, whether they have to or whether they want to, I think some of them genuinely want to. I'm watching a country commit suicide. If you say that about your child, what the fuck you got left to do or fight for or anything?
Right.
And the thing is, Russia's population is going down. Until they took all those kids from Ukraine, then it went up a little. And now it's going to start going back down again. They're in long-term decline. Like, anybody, any sober Russian, like, looking into the future doesn't have a good outlook.
Maybe has a great outlook for those who want to move there.
And move in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Vlad is still our guy. He's still the most stable person in there.
He's great. President.
I hate to tell.
That's what happens when you can't kick somebody out of power. But you have a lock-in on power and there is no real election.
You know, I tell...
There is no churn.
I tell my libtards, you know, if he just maintained Geneva Conventions, had some modicum of control over his army, went in, avoided civilian targets, only stuck to military targets, the world wouldn't have backed his enemy. He would have gotten Kyiv in not 3 days, but 3 weeks.
Yeah, he...
But, no, he's just...
He played
strong. But not him, his army. Not him, his army, which is its own loose group of dummies. Had no... They're spiteful, evil, stupid, for whatever reason. Well, you don't fire on a theater that's painted up with the words children inside. I mean, you don't do that. Unless you got intelligence saying you got, like, weapons inside.
They just, Yeah, they... Yeah,
If there weren't video of little kids being dragged out of rubble, nobody would have helped them.
Yeah,
That's what did it.
Heavy hand kind of doesn't work when there's a... When you're living in... We're all living in the Panopticon and people...
No. He could have done a clean war.
The thing about the Panopticon is, like... Like, it's a panopticon of our own perception. So you got one side that interprets the same video,
yeah,
the same media, completely opposite,
yeah,
from the other side.
Because we all have different facts.
Exactly. You get different facts that you can't, you no position to verify.
No position. Yeah.
Verify, trust but verify. Come on, that was Reagan.
Reagan.
I know, right?
Didn't he oversee Iran-Contra?
No, Reagan was a complete piece of shit, but he's also a Republican hero. So I use him in that context when I make certain arguments.
Yes, Iran-Contra was a part of the Reagan-Bush years.
Yeah. No. Yes, he was a dummy. He was a jerk-off, and his entire administration was corrupt. He might not have been evil, but the people around him were. They sure as fuck were. And they knew how to take a goddamn... No, not him. It was Nixon. It was Agnew. I was going to say. They knew how to take a goddamn deal when they saw one.
They knew how to... the neocons under Reagan knew how to create a crisis and exploit a crisis. And exploit business-as-usual non-crisis. They would exploit... Yeah, we are where we are today because they...
Because that culture...
Opened the gates.
Trickle down, bitch.
They opened the gates on...
Except the only thing that trickles down is raw sewage.
Right?
Your heads.
Right? Maybe, I don't know, super ultra wealthy should have a limit. Like, maybe you don't get taxed like crazy, but you're just simply not allowed to have that wealth. Like, once you start making so much more than you possibly could need for 100 years, we take it. We redistribute it
just
to those underneath you. We disincentivize
it.
You get your incentive to be super, super comfortable. You get fuck-off money.
I'm almost certain they do, except they use certain techniques to make it generational wealth.
Yeah.
so that it gets passed to their kids through structures that are otherwise inaccessible to them.
Look,
and thus not counted as income.
I wouldn't even be against that, as long as like
what's
the
that?
Amount being passed to the children isn't like obscene like we're seeing.
Oh, well, they'll have children too.
Well, someone's got to work along the line. Sorry, rich people, you just shouldn't have a break forever. Which is why we have death taxes. You have to you tax the estate so that there isn't intergenerational wealth to that degree.
Except all that shit only gets applied to people who are middling income.
Correct. People that shouldn't have to suffer from that, who should be able to actually pass down a car out to their fucking kids.
That only applies to what's yours. Take, for example, the Soros family. George Soros was worth $8 billion. He has $8 billion. That's an obscene amount of money.
But the amount of assets he actually had control over was much larger.
His companies, which is not under his name, that are these third party, these foundations, these corporations, is $85 billion that his son is now controlling. So it's not so much giving stuff away, like, okay, most 90% of the people, 90-something, they might have a house or something. And that's the major asset or capital of your life. But people who are wealthy, not even in their name.
It's not even theirs.
Yes.
They make sure that according to the letter of the law,
yeah,
it's not under their... It's not considered as theirs.
Name, but they're in control. They're on the
But their power influence guarantees that is still essentially
well,
for all intents and purposes there.
Well, you just structure it, you know? You just structure
I'm
like
just
a corporation or something.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's direct and dirty.
No, that's how it's done.
That's how it's done, man.
The game.
You make a foundation,
you
fund
foundation,
it with $1 billion.
You make a hospital.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's why my rule takes effect. Oh, you got $1 billion? No, you don't.
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way. Sorry. You were going to spend what? No, you don't. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
But you literally can't touch any of it because it's... And a lot of it is just untraceable.
Congress can tax anyone for any reason, for any when, anywhere, any why.
A lot of it is just un...
They are...
Doesn't exist.
Fucking paid off and bribed by these people to keep those rules from getting into place.
Yeah. And also the rules are the same things that built
in. Yeah. Well, guess what? If they didn't have the money in the first place, you don't make the bribe. See what I mean? You cut them off at the balls.
Joe. They're complicated instruments going on here. It's just, they're already
complicated nothing. Fucking shoot them.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, am I going too far?
Okay, Pol Pot. Okay.
Yes, don't let me become leader.
Nope. No one's letting you become leader.
Unfortunately.
Oh, believe me, my dear listeners, I am that benevolent dictatorship you people have been desperate for. I and I alone could save you from all the evil.
Pol Pot.
Now listen, you see, the media that you listen to, they're the fucking enemy, man, because all they're going to do is tell you horrible fucking lies about me.
Yeah. All right.
That's how it works.
Wait, are you Alex Jones?
We are closing. We are closed now.
I literally combined Alex Jones, Donald Trump, fucking Gaddafi, and Castro. Castro big time. But
you gonna sell me some dick pills now?
It's all the same pattern.
Yeah, because I'm going to sell you things and not tell you stuff, because that's what the media should do, tell you things. And the media is important. Journalists are important. Journalists do good things. But it's like the CIA. You need it. There's scumbags in there, and they're going to do some horrible things, but you kind of need that entity to exist to keep a greater evil from happening.
I don't know if there's any greater evil.
Well, no. Yes. That is a very stressed point. But I'm talking about journalists and people exposing information.
Oh yeah, no.
And
that's...
people being able to actually talk shit about politicians above them, like unless you can prove you're directly fucking lying and doing it intentionally, you're left alone.
Yeah.
And the whole point of a free press is literally free. No press representative has to pay a government official for their licensing. They just get to be it because they say it. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.